Well, I know it's been a long session, but you know, I'm looking at you and you're living here by yourself. You're 91. Have you turned 91 yet?
I'm 91.
April.
I was born in 1921. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. You would have turned 91 this April.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you're living here independently. You're getting around great.
I'm so lucky. I just thank God every day that I'm still here and still can take care of myself as much as I can, and that I've still got some kids that care. That's the best part.
Do you feel it? How do you feel? Do you feel more or less engaged with the community than you might have before?
Well, I'm less engaged in some areas of the community, but that doesn't bother me. I never was too involved anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was not much of a church lady, as far as I used to always go to the sewing clubs and help out with the sewing and be ready to have something done to put on the table in summer for the summer sales, things like that. And I always took my turn working at the church suppers and helping out to get them ready, things like that. I've always done that. But I know some people would just sort of live at the church all the time. I gave it a lot of my time, but I didn't go overboard on it, let's put it that way. My family came first. But my kids are all went to Sunday school, and I think they, as grown-ups, they still most of the time attend church more or less on a regular basis. Lauren grew up at Waterbury Center, and they had a young minister come in about the time when he was like in young people's, and that was a good thing for him because he really took a real liking to this young man, and he was very good with the young people, and they hadn't had that in Waterbury Center.
Mm-hmm.
They'd only had the older minister for a long time, and nothing wrong with that, but these kids were just prime for somebody to lead them, and he got really involved in young people's meetings and things like that, and really enjoyed, for the first time I think, enjoyed being able to say that he was a church member, and he joined that little church down there in Waterbury Center. And then later he did, long after we were married, he decided to join this one here. So we're both members of the church. We don't do anything spectacular, but
yeah,
we try to help out when we can. He always did. He didn't mind waiting on table at the church suppers and stuff like that. Okay. He didn't mind going up and peeling potatoes if they asked him.
Yeah.
He was always very good about things like that. So he was always pretty good with. I think he was just happy to be accepted, you know. I think sometimes he had a hard time growing up. His mother died when he was quite little, and they had a series of housekeepers, which were good housekeepers, but it wasn't like having a mother at home.
No.
His sisters were older, and that was a help. They were there to lean on if he needed them. And he got into the young people's group that they had down there, and it was a very active group at that time, and I think that was good for him, too.
Sure.
No, he was a good man. He really was. I don't need to tell you that over and over again, but he was. He was thoughtful of other people. He wasn't just into himself all the time. If he saw somebody that needed something, he tried his level best to help them out if he could. You know, because he remembered growing up and not having a lot of things that he wished he'd had. And so he didn't do it for him. He just did it because it was something he felt he had to do. You know, but
and you're married for 44 years?
Hmm?
How many years were you married?
44.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good one.
Sounds like it.
He put up with me. That was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.